This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It is a basketball time. It is a game I'd love to be able to play. For the life of me, I'd love to be able to play this, but I can't. We're going to speak to right now someone from the Sydney Kings, champion player, Jesse Sanders. Good morning to you, Jesse.
Good morning to you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. First of all, when did the basketball thing start for you? As a kid, were you just a really tall kid and everyone said you should play basketball? Where'd the love come from?
Not necessarily that. I was actually kind of small. I come from a family of six kids, and I'm near the end. So I have three brothers, and my dad played. So we had kind of instant games in the backyard from a very young age.
Hey, Jesse, you're a point guard. Now, I don't know what that is, but what is a point guard?
Okay, so in basketball, you got five people that play. The point guard is typically the smallest or one of the smaller guys on the floor.
6'3". That must be you then.
Yeah, in everyday life, people look at me and think I'm a little bigger. But on the basketball court, I'm the little guy out here.
Wow.
Game among giants. But my main responsibility is to bring the ball up the court and try to engage the offense and get my teammates involved. So I see myself as a facilitator, and my main role is to make my teammates and those guys around me better.
Nice. And I understand you actually do that quite well, because I've been looking at some of your stats, and it says, I can't remember what the wording is, but it says that you do that very well. So well done at that, doing your job well.
Well, thank you.
And no pressure as well. You've come out from the US. I mean, you hit over there, and we need the help with the Sydney Kings. We want to get that NBL title. So no pressure that we've brought you over there to make that happen.
Well, I feel very blessed to be here. The Kings have a great culture, and they've been very welcoming to myself and my wife. There is some pressure as a professional athlete and expectations and all that. But I'd say that the pros far outweigh the cons. You don't want to shy away from the pressure. You want to accept the challenge and be thankful for the opportunity that you're given.
Oh, that's cool. I understand before coming to Sydney, you're actually playing in Italy. What's their basketball scene like?
Oh, it's very different from the States. So all I had ever grown up was playing ball in the States. Go to Europe, it's almost like a completely different style of basketball, much more emphasis on the skill and the finesse rather than the physical and the athletic. Kind of a different brand of basketball. There's a few different technical rules and stuff I won't bore y'all with.
Wow.
But it was very good for me as a player to experience a different style of basketball, be coached a different way, be challenged in a different way. Probably the biggest challenge for me was the language barrier, trying to play with teammates that may not know a word of English, and my Italian being so limited was difficult for me at times.
I can just imagine some of those slight different rules is that they don't actually use their hands, and in fact they use their feet, and they call it football. And you play soccer.
Right? I mean, these guys, they could drop kick shots from half court. If I tried to play soccer, I'd be tripping over my feet and falling over looking like an idiot. Where I'm from in Texas, soccer is not big at all. So
no.
going to Italy, it was a big shock for me.
Indeed.
When did the Christian journey start for you?
Very young age. My parents are both solid believers, and I was raised in the church, raised by two godly parents, and I remember at age 9 accepting the Lord as my personal Savior and making my faith my own. And ever since then, I'm sure you know how it is, it's a journey, it's your own walk. There's ups, there's downs, you fail, you get back up, but thankfully I have a loving Savior that doesn't hold it against me, so very, very blessed for that.
Being a Christian in basketball, though, it's all happening there. I mean, is it an easy environment to be a Christian in? I mean, is there others around you? Is there support?
Not as much. In the university I went to was a very outspoken Christian university, so there was some good support in the staff and the coaches, the players some. But definitely as a professional now, you're coming into, you're definitely the minority. People here in Australia have been very open to talk about things with me and hear what I believe. But I think I'm the only believer on the team. But it's definitely not a hostile environment. So it's a great opportunity for me to be a witness and a light to fans, people watching the game, people that are in the game. you know, it's just like anything else. You know, God calls us to be in the world but not of the world. So, you know, we're the salt and the light, and I'm praying that I can live in a way that people see a difference, see Jesus Christ in me. Not anything that I'm doing or anything that I'm saying, but hopefully he's working in me to change me into the man he wants me to be.
Well, Jesse, when we watch you on the basketball court, you shouldn't be traveling because, then we'll be like, oh, call yourself a Christian.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
No, look, we're praying that you help Sydney Kings win, okay?
Thank you.
If we want to get along and support you, I mean, I guess sydneykings.com is the best place to go to find out more about you and also the team, but all the very best. What do you reckon are our chances?
Oh gosh, I think we have a great team. Shane Heal is a phenomenal, was a phenomenal player and is a phenomenal coach. He set a great foundation for our team. Like you said, the www.sydneykings.com, the website, they do a great job of putting in stories, publishing events. Sydney Kings are on Twitter, Instagram. You can follow the various players. Our big game that we're really trying to gear up for is on the 27th at the Sydney Entertainment Center. We're playing Perth. It's going to be a very exciting game. They're the team that's kind of picked to win the league. So that we're going in against a great team that's had success, and we really want to make our mark this year as Kings, the new Sydney Kings, who coaches brought in, really test ourselves against the best. So if people are interested in seeing what we have as the Sydney Kings, it's October 27th, the Sydney Entertainment Center.
Excellent.
All right, let's smash Perth in a loving way.
definitely. I hear you.
Good on you, Jesse. It's been so cool to meet you, and all the very best, especially on the 27th.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the support and for letting me come on with y'all today.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.